Good morning, Southern Illinois, and welcome back to the Southern Illinois Insider here on WMIX, AM 940, 94.1, 96.5 FM, and online at WMIX94.com. I'm Jake Linder, I'm your host, and I'm joined virtually with the power of technology by Rick Osmond, who's the co-host and co-creator of a new, I guess you'd call it documentary-style show on Amazon Prime called Lost America, and two of the first episodes are featuring some familiar places in the 618 and in Southern Illinois. But before we get to all that, Rick, how are you? Thanks for joining the show.
I am well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This kind of came across our radar, and we were happy to have you on to kind of, you know, go through all these things and kind of, you know, figure out exactly what you're showing us here on the new show and everything like that with Amazon Prime. But before we get into that, I'd like to know a little bit more about you, if you don't mind. Can you kind of give us a, you know, a long story short sort of version of where you started from, where you are now, and everything in between, and kind of what led you to creating this or co-creating this Lost America show and coming to Southern Illinois?
Sure. I did a 25-year career working high-tech for the United States Department of Defense, one or two of the legs of that, and in private industry as well. So I brought those skills in sensing technologies with me on what I had always been interested in, which was ancient mysteries. So that's where I am today, is garnering that experience and finding the means, meaning the machinery and whatnot, to test some of these sites in ways that have never been done before. But in the series, what we have so far are, particularly in the Southern Illinois, some of the more interesting mysteries, ancient mysteries of Southern Illinois. And I hooked up with Mark Motzinger. We've been acquainted for well over 10 years. And he has chased down the ancient fortresses, that stone-built fortresses that dot the landscape in Southern Illinois, Shawnee National Forest and a few other places. Some of them are state parks now, some of them are not. But he showed us around on camera, and we also incorporated LiDAR images, other things to help tell this story in ways that me telling you can't work. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of, man, there's just so much to digest here. Of course, we got a limited time on the, you know, the program itself, but it's interesting to kind of see where you came from to where you are now and kind of heading into, I guess, the show itself, you know, available, Amazon Prime for purchase. Now, season one, is it all available? Is it just the four episodes, or is there more to come?
Right now, it's just the four. Okay. We have the fifth episode is loaded and awaiting approval by Amazon, because they go over everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Sure.
And we are currently working on 6 through 11, and that will actually, we're going up to 13 for season one. We have enough content to do like 10 seasons, but we're going to do some of the best stuff first.
Gotcha. Absolutely. So the first episode called Southeastern Illinois, you know, interesting. And then the second episode, Southern Illinois. So where exactly are you for those that are, you know, native to the area in these episodes? Now, we don't want to give everything away. We'd like folks to watch it, but just kind of give us an idea of where you're going and what you're looking for in these areas.
Okay. We hit Caving Rock. We hit the Saline Pits along the Saline River. We hit Hickory Hill House. In fact, that's an opening scene. And then we went on to War Bluff and some of the other sites across the fortress sites. And it's all from a guy by the name of Twig, who documented them all. And back in the 1920s, led tours. We're not quite to that point yet.
Okay, so you're kind of going all over. And you know, you mentioned you're interested in the, you know, ancient mysteries. That's kind of what you called it, right?
Yes. And nobody knows why these sites, the War Bluff and Mill Bluff, et cetera, why they all built these very highly effective defensive works, and there's no evidence they were ever attacked.
So you're thinking, you know, there's some sort of there was some, like a fortress, I guess, down in the Southern Illinois region.
Right. And some of them were just last-ditch effort style redoubts, because they had no way to raise crops or anything on top of these pinnacles. But I think a lot of it had to do with the salt industry, which thrived thousands of years ago in that very same Saline River Valley.
Has there been other research or other people go through the areas of Southern Illinois that you're going through for you to kind of base anything off of? Or are you kind of, you know, kind of putting the questions out there for this ancient history in Southern Illinois?
Well, most of this part that we've discussed today is very well known as far as it happened. But some of the things, the whys and whos and when's exactly, those, some of those are still pretty open questions. And interrelating all of them is an even bigger question.
So some of the stuff that you're seeing and trying to research more on, and some of the stuff that would be in, you know, the episodes for Southeastern and Southern Illinois on episodes 1 and 2, for those sort of things, what time period are we looking at exactly, you know, for reference for the listeners, as far as, you know, we, how far back are we going? What was going on at the time where you think these might've been happening? Or is that part of the questions you're trying to get answered?
Well, that is part of the questions. And we have some leads, for instance, on Millstone Bluff, there has been enough archaeological research done to identify burials, what they had for crops. They've done pollen studies and other things to identify the culture and a pretty good idea of when that culture was there. Somebody was actually living on these places. But the saline is something, that's a great question. We have the historical data from the 1830s up to 1860 something, when it was done industrially, and there's such a story there that you just have to see some of it. But anyway, it at one time supplied 1/3 of the full budget for the state of Illinois from those saline pits.
Oh, wow. Quite a bit.
And before that, in ancient times, those are the questions I'm trying to figure out. Who salvaged all this salt? Who marketed all this salt, and who took it wherever it was marketed to? Those are the questions I'm up for.
Interesting. Rick Osmond joining us here on the show. Joining us here on the show, co-host, co-creator of on Amazon Prime. It's called Lost America, available for purchase on there. And two of the first episodes take place right here in Southern and Southeastern Illinois. What's kind of the most interesting, again, we don't want to share too much. We want the folks to go watch it and, you know, see for themselves. But is there something that's kind of stood out to you? Maybe a couple of things that have stood out to you about this history, these ancient mysteries, and in particular, obviously, with Southern Illinois, or on your journey of, you know, creating this show and hosting this show and, you know, doing that research? Is there anything that has jumped out to you as just kind of the most interesting?
Cave and Rock.
That is a very interesting
Without
place.
A doubt, Cave and Rock. It is still a landmark on the Ohio River. And it has been that for probably 7,000 or 8,000 years. Mm. And it's close enough to those saline river pits that it could have been a you know, pull in here, guys. This is where you pick up.
Mm. Yeah. For boats and things like that, maybe?
Right. They had dugout canoes, some of them close to 40 feet long, 5 feet wide, foot and a half deep. They could carry 4,000 pounds of cargo plus provisions. So, and we have salvaged some of those archaeological remains. So we know they had them, and we're still filling in some of the blanks on exactly how they used them and where.
A lot to unpack. There's so much. I'm sure you feel this way too. I'm sure you feel like there's so many questions that just are going unanswered at this point with all this, don't you? I mean, a little bit.
Yes, and some of those questions are way beyond both you and me and Southern Illinois, but they're still interconnected, and that's where it gets most fascinating.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, the first two episodes, obviously that's what kind of sparked the interest to chat with you. Of course, it being so local to us. In Southeastern and Southern Illinois, and, you know, the first two episodes. But you don't go too far away. You know, you go to Vincennes, Indiana, Southwestern Indiana. How much of the Midwest, or how much of this kind of area are you covering? Are you going to continue on and, you know, do all of America? Or where are we going next?
Well, we have content in the can, as they say, from 19 states so far. And probably about 150 or so episodes without any repetition. So I want to get those out to the public before we go getting more. But there are some other issues or opportunities actually that I'm pursuing that are kind of related to the show, and they may show up later on in some of the resupplying some of the episodes we've already shot.
Lost America on Amazon Prime, available for purchase. The first two episodes, of course, Southeastern and then Southern Illinois, respectively, on those two shows. Rick Osmond, the co-host and co-creator, joining us here on the Southern Illinois Insider. Rick, I mean, obviously, we could spend all kinds of time on this, but people are just basically going to have to go purchase the shows, watch it, and I'll have to do the same. Haven't had a chance to do that. We kind of scheduled this interview quickly, but I'll have to go back and maybe we can revisit with each other. But anything else that, you know, maybe specific to Southern Illinois, or maybe things that people can look forward to in the first couple of episodes that are more native to us down here that would spark their interest to continue on and continue watching as you move out of Illinois and into Indiana and beyond?
Well, so the sites we discussed already, War Bluff, Millstone Bluff, a couple of the others, they are within the Illinois State Park system. And so is Cave in Rock, and so is the Saline Pits. So you can find all those on a map. They're easy to find. Unfortunately, there's probably nobody to talk to you at most of these sites, but signage is pretty good on the fortress sites. So I encourage everybody just, pick a Sunday afternoon and go. It's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's some.
Now, there are some insights on our videos that you can't get there, but
So maybe watch them, watch the shows, and then make a trip down there.
yes, pick out your favorite and head out, or
Yeah,
more than one favorite.
absolutely. All right, Rick, anything else you want to add about Lost America for our listeners that maybe I didn't ask about here today?
Just keep watching. New episodes are coming up all the time, and some of them will be weekend trips for you folks in Southern Illinois. Some of them won't. We have episodes already filmed from Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, etc.
All right, Rick. Rick Osmond, the co-host and co-creator of Lost America on Amazon Prime. As we said earlier, first two episodes are in Southeastern and then Southern Illinois. Really good stuff. I saw some of the teaser trailers and different things like that that Rick had sent me. And whenever it's local, whenever it's right here at home, it makes it even that much more interesting. Even though those ancient histories and those ancient mysteries can be worth watching and learning more about on their own, but especially whenever they're right here in our own backyard. Rick, we appreciate the time and stay in touch, and maybe we can get some more updates as you make your way across the United States. That's for sure.
Well, I look forward to it, Jake. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Find Lost America on Amazon Prime and check out those first two episodes. All four episodes, though, are in the Midwest, and very interesting information for you to check out there. Lost America on Amazon Prime. Rick Osmond, co-host and co-creator, joining us here on the Southern Illinois Insider.